Welcome to the Adobe Podcast Series, where we dive deep into the latest trends and strategies in the world of digital marketing. Hi, I'm Murtaza, and joining me today is Sriparna.
Hi, everyone. So in today's episode, we'll be exploring the dynamic realm of cross-channel selling and personalization, and how Adobe Campaign is at the forefront of this revolution.
To kick things off, let's talk about the significance of cross-channel selling. In the age of digital marketing, it's crucial for businesses to seamlessly engage with their customers across various platforms. How does Adobe Campaign contribute to this?
Yeah, absolutely, Murtuja. Adobe Campaign provides a unified platform that allows marketers to create, to coordinate, and deliver personalized experience. It could be across different channels like email, social media, mobile apps. So, you know, it brings together the known and unknown customer data to create a trusted customer profile. So that it can simplify the integration, the intelligent segmentation, and as well as a real-time activation towards the customer journey as well. So I could say like this is a seamless integration that enables business to maintain consistent messaging and branding across all the platforms.
That sounds incredibly powerful. Now let's delve into personalization. In a world where customers are inundated with information, how does Adobe Campaign help businesses tailor their messages to individual preferences?
Yeah, great question, Murtuja. So, you know, there are two main challenges currently in cross-channel marketing. So first one is the achieving a holistic view of the customer, understanding the context of every interaction. And the second problem is like, you know, we are unable to identify where is the customer in their whole journey and to consistently orchestrate the experience. So now comes how Adobe Campaigns help in this to resolve the solutions. So Adobe Campaign leverages the data and AI to understand customer behavior, preference, and interaction. So this enables marketers to create highly targeted and personalized campaign. It could be from personalized product recommendation to dynamic content. Adobe Campaign empowers the business to connect with their customer on a personal level.
So it's not just about reaching customers on multiple channels, but also about delivering content that resonates with them personally. That's really fascinating. Can you share a success story or example of a business that has excelled in cross-channel selling and personalization using Adobe Campaign?
Certainly. Take an example for one of the biggest pet care retail company where I have worked as Adobe Campaign manager for a few years. So, you know, the clients sought effective ways to increase their revenue through the cross-selling and upselling their product. It aimed to initiate a meaningful customer interaction by providing a personalized product recommendation and the offer that is based on their customer's purchase history. So, you know, the client came us with two main requirements. First one is they want to display the latest purchase item for each customer as per their purchase category for the email campaign. And the second requirement was they want to display the best selling their pet food or, you know, pet grooming or pet FTW product in their email campaign. So now coming in this best-selling part, this was a cross-selling campaign. Why cross-selling? Because if someone is a regular, you know, pet food product customer, we were showing them the best-selling grooming or FTW product. And it could be vice versa also. So how we implemented this one? So we successfully created some technical workflow that used the customer's latest purchase product and best-selling product using some dynamic module in Adobe Campaign emails. So, and this was achieved by leveraging the data and aggregation function to ensure accurate and up-to-date information is shared with the customer. So after implementing, you know, this best-selling module and latest purchase module in day-to-day campaign, the client observed a significant increase in their sales or revenue and as well as the conversion rates. So here I also want to mention one thing. So we did the migration from a different marketing automation tool to Adobe Campaign Standard. So after 3 months of the migration, the client saw a 50% jump on their conversion rate. And this is a huge thing. And this only achieved mainly through targeted email campaign, SMS campaign, a personalized offer, consistent messaging across social media, the platform. Yeah, so I could tell like this is an example of, cross-selling or upselling the product with the Adobe Campaign's personalized model.
Impressive. It's clear that Adobe Campaign can be a game changer for businesses looking to elevate their marketing strategies. Now let's discuss some practical tips for our listeners. What are some key considerations for businesses looking to implement cross-channel selling and personalization?
Yeah, surely. So in my suggestion, the first and foremost, it's crucial to understand your audience. And, we need to use the data to identify customers' preference and behavior. Secondly, leverage the power of automation that is obviously offered by Adobe Campaign to streamline your marketing process. And finally, what we don't need to understand, that is the importance of consistent branding and messaging across all the channels.
Excellent advice. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on how cross-channel selling and personalization are shaping the future of e-commerce?
Certainly. So the future is undoubtedly customer-centric. Businesses that prioritize, personalized cross-channel experience will not only survive, but thrive in the digital era. And Adobe Campaign is at forefront of this transformation, providing the tools and the capabilities need to stay ahead of the curve.
Thank you, Sriparna. That concludes today's episode of our Adobe podcast series from Royal Cyber. A big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. And of course, thank you, Sriparna, for sharing your insights on Adobe Campaign.
It was my pleasure. If you have any questions or topic you'd like us to cover in the future episodes, feel free to reach out. Until next time, happy marketing. Bye.